Class 4, Subject Computer Science, Topic Browsing the Internet. In this lesson, we shall discuss what is Internet, the basic requirements for an Internet connection, and the parts of a browser window. A collection of connected computer networks is spread all over the world. It is called the Internet. It links millions of people, businesses, government offices and educational institutions. The word Internet stands for interconnected network. It helps all the connected computers to share information and services. Now, to connect to the Internet, you need a computer system with an Internet service provider, a modem, a phone line and a web browser. Internet Service Provider or ISP is an organization that provides internet services. Example, BSNL, Airtel, Reliance and so on. The speed of ISP is usually measured in megabits per second or Mbps. Next, we have the modem. The full form of modem is modulator-demodulator. It allows one computer to connect and communicate with another computer. It can be external or internal to our computers. The speed of a modem is measured in bits per second or BPS. Web browser. Web browser is a type of software used to access the information of the web pages of a website on the internet. Some popular web browsers are Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, Opera, and Mozilla Firefox. On page number 56 of your textbook, you will find the icons of the web browsers drawn. Let us now move on to the parts of a browser window. Internet Explorer is a pre-installed web browser that comes with Windows operating system. Internet Explorer has many parts. We shall discuss them one by one. Number 1. Address bar. It is the box where we type the address of a website. For example, to open Google, we will type www.google.com in the address bar and press the enter key. The address of a website is also called URL or Uniform Resource Locator. Number 2. Tabs. Tabs are used to open many websites at the same time. It displays the recently opened websites. Number 3. The Favorites button. The Favorites button helps to store or bookmark your favorite web pages. You can access them later by clicking on the Favorite button and selecting the desired web page from the list. Number 4. History. It displays the information related to the work you have done or the websites you have visited since today, last week, and so on. Number 5, we have the navigation buttons. We have 4 navigation buttons. First, refresh button, which is used to reload the current web page. Next, backward and forward buttons. These buttons let you browse the recently viewed web pages. Next, home. This button opens the first page of the web browser at any point of time. And the last one is close button. This button is used to close the Internet Explorer window.